What does it take to live a successful life in terms of our progress in personal development, in terms of our career, in terms of our family life? There's a quality that is much hyped about in recent days, and that is the quality of grit. Grit is passion and sustained persistence towards a long-term achievement. Angela Duxworth, who's the world's leading expert on grit, she had put together this definition of grit, that it is the passion and sustained persistence applied towards a long-term achievement with no particular concern for rewards or recognition on the way. That you're working towards this and you put your head down and you focus and you work towards it. And grit combines resilience, ambition, self-control in the pursuit of goals that may take months, that may take years, or that may take decades. The University of Pennsylvania psychologist Angela Duckworth studied grit, and she began when she was teaching maths to seventh graders, and she realized that IQ wasn't the only factor separating successful students from those who struggled, and that grit, holding steadfast to a goal through time, was highly predictive of success. Those who had grit would be successful. So Angela then spent years analyzing the short and long-term effects of grit on people's performance at school, at work, and in personal relationships. And then she published her results of this, and the title was The Power of Passion and Perseverance. The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And this book that was published became a New York Times bestseller, and the obviously focusing on how grit predicts long-term success in nearly every realm of life. And what we're seeing now is that again and again, teachers, professors, and everyone else in the training profession will tell you that IQ is not the only difference between their best and their worst students. Increasingly, psychologists are finding that there's one characteristic that is emerging as a significant predictor of success, and it's not social intelligence, or it's not good looks, or physical health, or IQ. It's grit. It's been said that grit is living life like it's a marathon, not like it's a sprint. So what is it that makes up grit? I'm going to share with you five characteristics that make up grit. The first is courage. When you think of courage, you may think of physical bravery, like warriors gone out into the battlefield and striking swords and things like that. But there are many forms of courage. After all, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the triumph over it. So practical examples of courage, including taking a chance when others will not. Following your vision, no matter where it takes you. Standing up for what you believe, especially when your beliefs are unpopular. Or doing the right thing, even though simpler options exist. That is courage. The qualities of courageous people you'll find that they also have patience, the ability to believe the unbelievable, the gut to say no. And courageous people aren't afraid of taking an unpopular stand. They're not afraid of asking help because it doesn't make them look weak. They're able to forgive and move on quickly, but also to stay the course when everyone else has abandoned the ship. Those are the signs of courage. So people who have grit, the first quality they have is courage. The second quality that they have is conscientiousness. Big word, but what is conscientiousness? Conscientiousness is simply defined as the personality trait of being thorough, being careful, being vigilant. Conscientiousness implies a desire to do a task well. Conscientious people are efficient, they are organized, they don't rest till they get the job done, and they want the job to be done right. And generally, conscientious people have strong moral principles and values. They want to do the right thing, and opinions and beliefs on any subject are rarely held lightly. They also tend to be perfectionists who like to do it the right way. Also added to that, conscientious people are dedicated to work and are capable of intense single-minded efforts. They like the appearance of orderliness and tidiness and are good organizers. The conscientious people stick to their convictions and opinions opposition only serves to strengthen their determination. So those are two qualities, courage and conscientiousness. The third quality that makes up grit is perseverance. If you're going through hell, keep going. Now, that is what Winston Churchill famously said. And yes, to many people, perseverance is synonymous with pain, with suffering. But those with true grit are able to flip their perspective on perseverance 180 degrees and view struggle as a doorway to pleasure. Essentially, to persevere means to start and continue steadfastly on the path towards any goal you set out. And frequently, this factor alone, perseverance, is the difference between failure and success. One of the distinctions between someone who succeeds and someone who is just spending a lot of time doing something is that the practice must have purpose. We were going towards something bigger. To have those long-term goals, that is where it comes in. They provide the context, the framework in which we find meaning and value to our long-term efforts, which help cultivate and drive sustainable passion, courage, and stamina and grit. So that is the third quality that is required, the quality of perseverance. The fourth quality that is required, and that is resilience, or we could term it as toughness. The capacity to recover, to bounce back quickly from difficulties. And generally, those who are extremely optimistic tend to show greater resilience. They approach life with a sense of humor, are able to laugh at themselves, to reframe situations and experiences to see a lighter side. Resilient people also tend to have a strong moral compass and sets of belief that cannot be shattered. Resilient people don't compare themselves to others, knowing instead that they are their own yardstick of success. They see difficulty as a stepping stone to transformation. They do not try to control their lives. Instead, they cultivate self-awareness and practice mindfulness, and they surrender themselves to life's ups and downs and adjust their attitudes and goals accordingly. And then the fifth quality for grit is passion. Passion creates excellence. Mediocrity doesn't. Passionate people will have a deeper sense of purpose. Passionate people are often selfless in their action. They also know themselves. They have a clear sense of their values and their beliefs, and they live by that. Passionate people generally accept themselves as imperfect, and they know that they're always developing, that they're always growing, that they're always changing. And they see life as a series of choices and options, and they are driven by goals and self-orientated. They don't let anything stop them. They have a will to find a way attitude and don't accept no for an answer. By the same token, you know, passionate people are enthusiastic about the success of others, and they take responsibility for their lives, but are not afraid to ask for support. Passionate people recognize that they are in the driving seat as they travel through life's journey. So as we've been saying, that this quality of grit that has been coined by Angela Duckworth, this is a huge indicator of success. And if we want to, you know, define it, it's simply the passion and sustained persistence applied towards a long-term achievement. If you want to further break it down to say what are the qualities needed to adopt grit, then it is courage, it is conscientiousness, it is perseverance, it is resilience, it is passion that makes up grit. And if you can inculcate these qualities, then certainly you are on the road to success in your personal development, in your professional career, in your family life.